Mayday. 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 SFS podcast continued. Mayday. Mayday. What the fuck did you say? I got the Gustav cuff on display. Hold the pint. Put you on your order for my takeaway. Nobody give a fuck about your ass anyway. You're my target. I wrap your ass in each aisle in the supermarket. As I push you on the trolley, I serve you with mustard, baby whites, onions and hot gravy from the fresh hot deli. Check you on the counter, good job, I ain't got no money, cause you ain't worth a penny. Your baby mama gave birth to a crack baby, a dirty two-piece look for a lady. Now your face is pale and your hair is grey. Mayday, mayday, crackhead, crackhead, here we go. Mayday, mayday, BT, a crackhead, he's around the way. Mayday, mayday, we see a crackhead, he might be on his way. He might be giving me a disease, because I don't feel like going to bed. I might get my body fleas. Mayday, mayday, I push you on the trolley, I serve you with mustard, baby whites, onion and hot gravy from the hot red deli. Mayday, mayday. Mayday, what the fuck did you say? I've got you a Glashnikov on display. All the points rounds for you to order at the takeaway. Nobody gives a fuck about your ass anyway. So I knock on your front door for a pizza. But really it's a cut 4-7 served straight at ya. Cause I caught up in the kidnap, it's called a capture. Mayday, mayday, mayday. What, yeah. Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo. I just had an interlude of a song. Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo is a very, instinctive person. He rose in his mansion on Nar Lane. His 5-story mansion from Victorian times, as the dead bodies are stored in the cellar. Tombo and Houdini figure out what's going on. At the same time, here comes Jimmy B, just walking his dog, minding his own business, not knowing what's gone in the house from ancient years of torture from Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo. Now, Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo would inspect enemies' brains. He would pick certain cells out of his brains to put onto his brain to make him more extinct. That's why he was Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo. Now all the frozen dead bodies that his servants, Tombo and Houdini, served in the cellar, as he froze them for weeks, committing necrophilia. Jimmy B was walking Hershey down Nar Lane, and Jimmy was hungry and thirsty. My mum's house was at the bottom of the street, but the bitch wouldn't let me in, so I thought, maybe I'll knock on this door as I'm walking down Nar Lane. So I ring the bell to the door. I'm thinking, Jimmy B's thinking, oh, these are some rich people, I'm gonna kill them and rob them all. Then I knock on the door. Then who answers? Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo, how you do?
And I say, my name is Jimmy B. I am hungry and thirsty. Can you let me in here?
Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo senses his next victim. Sure,
What's your name?
What is my name? My name is Jimmy, and this is my dog, Hershey.
Okay. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice house. How can you afford a house bloody like this, eh? With a fucking 20-acre fucking garden, a bloody swimming pool, and a jacuzzi.
Oh. Hard work pays off. I'm in the freezing business, Jimmy.
Oh, are you? Well, I do similar work myself, you see. I've got a secluded farm shed. I'm not going to tell you what I do in it, but it's very twisted. Am I scaring you?
What did you say, Oliver? Twisted? Jimmy, are you Oliver from...
Do not call me Oliver, because my name is not Oliver.
My name is Jimmy. Okay, Jimmy. Now my name's Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo, and I serve you with my servants, Tombo and Houdini.
Yes, nice to meet you, Tombo and Houdini.
Now may I offer you a cup of tea? How many sugars would you like?
I'll have two sugars, please. Can I sit at the table, please? I just got these mushrooms from the field. Can I just have a mix them into the hot tea? They're not magic or anything. They're mushrooms for my health.
Sure, Oliver. I'm not concerned with mushrooms. I hallucinate all the time. Why are you trying to hide from me, Jimmy?
You just called me Bloody Oliver again. If you don't stop calling me Bloody Oliver, I'm gonna slap the shit out of you.
Oh, I love a boy that's feisty, who tries to fight. I love all my boys in the past, who used to give me a fight. That's what I loved about the torture that I did.
What? What fucking torture? The only person who does fucking torture around here is Jimmy B. Are you trying to pick my mind? Are you working for the police?
No, Jimmy. I'm not working for the police. Haven't you heard about me? Well, not many people have heard about me. My name is Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo.
No, I've never heard of you. What is supposed to be a bloody fucking Albert Einstein fucking genius astronaut or something? Now make me my fucking cup of tea because I'm getting fucked off here. I just want something to eat and a cup of tea. And now that you've been so fucking rude to me, I want to stay for the night.
Sure. Just let me make you a cup of tea. Hey, Tombo, get the cyanide.
Jimmy senses something.
Cyanide! Are you trying to poison me? Don't you know that Jimmy knows every trick in the serial killing book, Benjamin Winston? Now you tell me how you kill people. I know now what you are. Who the hell are you? My name's Jimmy B, and I serve dead bodies in my farm shed in the middle of nowhere in a hut where I commit necrophilia and cut people up. Really? Are you bragging to me, Jimmy?
Do you want to see if I'm bragging to you? Do you want to see if I'm bragging to you? You're going to put cyanide in my tea. We're going to see who the real killer is.
Tombo, Houdini, get him.
Fuck you. Fuck you, motherfucker.
You like 11.
Well, aim a Colt for 7.
Bang, 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 goes Tombo and Houdini as the blade sprays through the kitchen into the lounge. Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo retreats
"As Jimmy, I'm after you." Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo goes down into the cellar. "Hey, Jimmy, I'm impressed with you. Even though you killed my two serpents, do you like it?"
"What the bloody hell is this? This is a bloody new invention."
"Yes, I freeze bodies since ancient times so I can commit necrophilia even 50 to 100 years later on these victims."
"Well, how many bloody victims have we got in a bloody cellar?"
Let me see. Just take a look for yourself."
"What? A bloody 100? Is that it? Is that all you bloody got? Is that all you bloody got, 100? Well, you know what? I got triple O on you, motherfucker. How about that?"
"You are lying to me, Jimmy. You never killed nobody."
"Really? I think I, in my farm shed and other farm sheds across the globe, I have multiple dead bodies. My friend Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo, you are going to see the catastrophic things that Jimmy B is going to do."
"You just all talk."
"Hey, you haven't got your bloody cyanide now, have you? How did you kill your victims? You poisoned them, you little bitch."
"You're damn right I poisoned them. And I got them very comfortable in my house. Just as the Jet the Ripper days, but then I would have a secret ancient axe. And Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo would get to the task and hit them over the back of the head while they're relaxed."
"Well, I think that's some bit shit to do. Do you know what Jimmy B does? Jimmy B just comes up on his victims out of nowhere, faces them face first, beats the shit out of them and stabs them over 1,000 times and cuts them into bloody pieces and eats them up. How about that?"
"Well, I eat victims too. That's why I have more than 100.
"Am I supposed to be bloody impressed with you? Where's all your bloody human meat?"
"Oh, I'll show you in the fridge. I got liver, I got heart."
"Heart? You don't have a heart. You don't have a heart like Jimmy B's. Nobody has a heart like Jimmy B's. This is not stone cold enough for Jimmy B. My heart is more stoner than stone cold himself."
"What?
What?
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 Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo, I'm about to open the corner of whoop-ass on you. Get here! Boom! Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo's head goes through all the dead bodies. Jimmy B picks up all the fleas, dead bodies, and smacks Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo like a cricket bat over the fucking head. Here's a cricket bat for you, you fucking twat. As I smash you like a fucking ice, I put 100 dead bodies on Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo. Then I get a bloody ice pick that I think Benjamin Winston Hallamaloo thefted it from the zoo. Now, here's your 100 dead bodies. I'm going to destroy them all. Boom! That ice pick goes through them all. Here's your dead bodies. You ever got nothing left now, have you?" "You destroyed everything, Jimmy. Give me that ice pick."
"You really think you can physically go one-on-one with Jimmy?"
"You must be having hallucinations. I thought I was the one who's had them bloody hallucinations. Here you go. You want to catch this ice pick off me? Come on, let's play a tug of war."
"You are a sick bastard, Jimmy. I was the originator. I've been killing people since Victorian times."
"Oh, bloody hell. So you're freezing yourself as well, have you? So you can kill more people in the future?"
"Yes, Oliver.
I have the perfect plan.
Do not call me Oliver. My name is Jimmy.
No, you're Oliver, and you're a little bitch.
Right, that is it, Benjamin. I am going to fucking kill you. I'll grab your fucking two hands. I'm going to nail your hands to the wall. And then I'm going to decapitate you and dismember you with this ice pick. Blood, blood, blood. Fuck you. Fuck you. You fucking cunt. You ain't phasing your fucking self no more. You are going to fucking die once and for all. And you're not going to be buried with your frozen bodies, Benjamin Winston Halamaloo. You're going to my farm shed. Now,
Heshi, do you want some, little meat that I got from
Benjamin Winston Halamaloo?
Oh, sure. I'll eat some of that meat. No problem. Yum, yum.
Come on, Hershey. Let's go to the car. Oh, I haven't got one. Shit. Let's put the body in the bag. I've already chopped it up into 16 pieces. All we need is 5 bags. We'll walk up the stairs. And, there's a farm shed. 2.5 miles. From here, all you have to do is zip-zop through the woods and put the motherfucker in a farm shed. So, Jimmy B, I defeated Benjamin Winston Halamaloo and killed his 2 longtime serpents, Houdini and Tombo. So who is the original weirdo? Who is the most diabolical criminal? Jimmy B. And the story of Benjamin Winston Halamaloo from Victorian times, of him abducting innocent children and things that Jimmy B would not do, because Benjamin Winston Halamaloo is a paedophile and a coward. He would abduct people and then he would kill them and then freeze them and inject them with acid and have them as their slaves, as living zombies. But Jimmy B is a savage, diabolical man that Benjamin Winston Halamaloo should have never opened the door to. Now, he's just part of Jimmy's display of more dead bodies, more dead bodies. And that's the end of Benjamin Winston Halamaloo.
The end.
I think I got cancer in my fucking vault.
Right, now here we start the podcast. That was the story of Benjamin Winston Halamaloo. Now back to Jimmy B. Yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna murder this fat motherfucker. When I see that motherfucker, he's gonna get his fucking knees cap splashed off with a motherfucking ice pick. Or maybe I'll put a rusty hammer with a fucking screw and smash him on his ball sack and feed him to the fucking Ajabs in Iraq. That's what I do. Now I'm gonna spit another freestyle for you. Before I end this podcast. We, Jimmy B. This is in my visionary groundwork. So I don't give a fuck cause I'm berserk. Fuck with me, you'll get seriously hurt. I'm a dog, I catch a cat up the tree. That's Jimmy B. 1, 2, 3. Branches as I go up to the top. Then the fucking cat drop as the crackhead won't run away. Foot catching the crackhead today. He ain't catching no crackhead when he wants his match fix. But I've got something in the mix, cyanide and lazepam, and oh yes, I have laxative. I'm gonna get shit out his whole kidneys and his liver and his spleen. Laxative goes through his system as he's shitting out his stomach, liver and kidneys and all of them. As I'm going, I'm still flowing. I don't know what I'm doing, but I've got the victims I'm pursuing, 'cause I see them on the road in the street fight. I'm riding up on the bed of the bike as I put the back of his head with an ice pick with a sharp spike. You fucking homosexual transvestite dyke, you're gonna get fucked up and blazed up on the mic. Yeah, bars of flames, I haven't forgot about you. What's your name? Now it's bars of death, because your flames burnt the mic. It's burnt out because your rhymes are so whack, and our G's were so vile. Now it's about to go to a vicious attack as I take you to the store and put you in the back with my frozen dead bodies that I meet. Put you in the seat, handcuffs around your hand. What the fuck are in the back? I got lots of drugs and contraband, but I'll deal with that later. Now I'm going to feed your human body to my pet alligator as it eats you piece by piece as you're slowly going to be deceased. I told you, I'll get in your vagina. I'll sign your will, get your cosigner as I go down to North Carolina with a Mac 10, Smith & Wesson, Glock 40, whatever you call. Because your family, I'm gonna murder them all. As I approach, I kick you in the balls and hit you with a sacred fist to the throat and feed your head to a goat. I'm sick and deranged on the run right round moat. As I approach, I hit you in the ribs and stab you in your throat. Coach, roach, you're gonna be toast as your spleen. Yeah, mum's vagina, my dick goes in between. But fuck that, I'd rather play with my buckets and spades, 'cause your mum's a dirty tramp and she's got fucking AIDS. I don't wanna catch that shit. Easy E got injected with it by Suge Knight. Conspiracy, or am I right? All I know is I am going to take over the world Machiavelli style, so out of one more Sun Tzu. Be with my enemies, make peace with my enemies, just a manipulation so I can get up the ranks and decapitate them. Mayday, mayday, what the fuck did you say? I got my Kalashnikov on display. Hollow points, an order for your fucking takeaway. Now your ass is fucking toast. Any last words you got to say? No, no, you have not got any last words, you motherfucker. You see, I just got this golden necklace today. It's not gold, but it looks gold. It's New York necklace. Probably sell it for gold. Trick somebody. Sell it in Blackpool. Maybe make about $1,500 of selling this little bit of contraband, even though it's only worth £10 on eBay. I'm waiting for a delivery today. I'm supposed to get the Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt. What? I said the Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt. What? I said the Stone Cold Steve Austin t-shirt. What? Damn. Austin, I don't need to offend you, Austin. Please do not take offense. I'm very sorry about what happened to Stone Cold's dog. Well, Steve Austin's dog, Hershey. Because I named my dog Hershey after his dog Hershey. So I appreciate Steve Austin if you tweet me back, because I'm very sorry about what happened. And I'd like you to meet my dog one day, Hershey, because she's a very nice dog. So if you would, please tweet back to me. I've tweeted a couple of famous people before. I've tweeted Trey D. Tradey's got back to me. Yo, Tradey from 213. No, he got back to me. I think Cocaine, the rapper, got back to me as well. I think because they're real underground rappers, so they've got time to speak to people like me. I was just praising him. He said, Tradey said, right on, respect that. Keep doing what you're doing, kid. And I'm like, yes, I will do. Tradey, the big homie Tradey, you don't fuck with the big homie Tradey. Tradey is a very underrated rapper from the East Side. That's one of my favourite songs of all time, East Siders. And one of my favourite films of all time. Probably my favourite film of all time is The East Siders. No, come on, reality. My favourite films of all time have got to be Shawshank Redemption, Taxi Driver, or Goodfellas. I wish they would make a film about Richard Kuklinski. They have, but it wasn't very accurate. Roy DeMeo role that he played in it weren't very accurate, because Roy DeMeo was a bona fide psychopath, just probably as bad as Richard Kuklinski. Kuklinski probably upped the levels. But the book that I've read of about Richard Kuklinski, now I've read other books about some of the murders that he committed. Some of the murders that Richard Kuklinski committed weren't all true. The murder of that Galanti, who had a cigar in his mouth, when four gunmen bust into the cafe with machine guns and shot him dead, his own bodyguards from the Bonanno family. Richard Kuklinski weren't there reading a paper. He's not the one who shot him. So that's been cleared up. So that was a myth. Another myth about it. I'm not saying the Iceman is the worst killer ever, because he is the worst killer ever. He's not a serial killer, he's just a hitman. But it's the scariest hitman you would ever want to fuck. Last person you ever want to fuck with. The Paul Castellano hit. Nah. You weren't there when that happened. No. So that murder, he didn't do. Question. Roy DeMeo. Now, people say that Gino, the Gambino family, Gino and his crew killed Roy DeMeo. But there's evidence saying Richard Kuklinski did it. Richard Kuklinski held a big grudge against Roy DeMeo. And there's evidence saying that the perpetrator was one person who did it. He got found in a car somewhere near the Hudson River. And the way he got killed looked like one person did it. So, that I'm not too sure about. That could have been Richard Kuklinski. Who did that murder? So, the Galanti hit and the Paul Castellano hit, he didn't do. Those are probably just the two lies. John Gotti's... John Gotti's, the guy who ran over John Gotti's son, another question. People say it weren't Richard Kuklinski, but they didn't say it wasn't him. They said a couple of people did it, so Richard Kuklinski could have been there. But the fact is, he didn't kill that Galanti guy, and he didn't kill Tommy, who was... next door to Paul Castellano and the four gunmen across the street from Sparks Steakhouse. So they're the facts. Everything else he did do, which Kuklinski was diabolical to the highest degree. And he could get away with it because he was Polish. So no one knew who the fuck he was. They just offered him as big man. I'm actually reading Ryder Mio's Murder Machine at the moment. Hopefully I'll get some more 411 on him, because that faction, that his faction of the Mio's were worse than the Gotti faction and probably Sammy the Bull Gravano. I got a book, and ordered a book, Underboss, by Sammy Bull Gravano. I read a bit of that as well. He was one tough motherfucker, Sammy the Bull Gravano. The way I see Sammy the Bull is, John Gotti probably would have killed him or ratted him out anyway. And all mafias turn rats. They all do, at the end of the day. So the Costa Nostra is basically, there's no mafia anymore. There's nothing like that anymore. Since Gaspipe Castle and Gotti went down, that was it. No more mafia. But I will tell you this. I'm not being biased because I'm Irish, but I think the biggest, most successful warrior of or gangster of all time was Whitey Bulger. Because he played in a Machiavellian type way. He used that Machiavelli tactic to the highest degree. He did not work for the feds. The feds worked for him. John Connolly worked for him. John Connolly was under Bulger's wing. Bulger didn't do shit for the FBI. He didn't inform on fucking anyone. Didn't help him anyway. Hardly. Probably said one thing about one guy or something, but no, he used the FBI. And then what he did was he stashed money away. As he was doing that, as he got the power, because no one could touch him, while he had Connolly in his pocket, and he had the mayor. It's a true Machiavellian, you know, Machiavellian tactic. The most successful gangster you could ever have, the money that he made. And what he stood for, robbing drug dealers. Because that's what he'd do. Yes, there would be drugs in the neighbourhood, but he would rob the drug dealers of their money. Basically. He just robbed the money off the drug dealers, not the drugs. He wouldn't sell the drugs. He would just say, "You're a piece of shit, you're selling fucking drugs, but I just want your fucking money for it." So basically he robbed scumbags, it's the drug dealers. He didn't want drugs, he was against drugs, he was against fatty foods, he was against a lot of things. So much respect to Whitey Bulger, the biggest gangster ever. And John Dillinger as well, another legend. Stephen French from Liverpool, who used to rob drug dealers. Good on you, Stephen French. My family comes from Liverpool. First originated in Ireland, then moved to Liverpool. Most of my family's from Liverpool. My grandma was born in Liverpool in World War II. Yeah, Liverpool is pretty much most of my family from Liverpool, originated in Ireland. My dad's family, well, they can go fuck themselves. None of me is Australian. I don't give a fuck what anyone says. I ain't got no Australian in me. I'm 3/4 Irish, 15% Mancunian, and that's the way it is. I'll say that. You know, I probably spent more time in Manchester than I have in Ireland, but that's the way it is. Anyway, that's my podcast for today. Now, fuck off.